What's up, everybody? You are listening to a very special
bonus
episode of Miss the Buzz. Wow, you know, we planned that and it ended up sounding...
I know, I was like, bonus. What?
You said we were going to be surprised. I was...
You sounded like a chimney.
Surprised.
You
know what
I mean? But I wanted to make it like one of those things where it's like, bonus, you know what I mean?
That's not what you did at all, though.
Oh,
hell yeah.
Well, that's what I meant. That.
And what are we doing on this episode, Omar, you might ask? We are going to talk about Batman Ninja, the newest DC animated movie, and their long back catalog of animated movies.
Oh, yeah.
See, this movie came out when? Last week?
Yeah.
And we pretty much watched it
on Tuesday.
We watched it the week it came out.
Yeah.
And we're all going to, are we going to spoil it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What do you guys want to do, initial reactions first?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So initial reactions, starting off, who wants to start?
Dude, I'll go.
Matt, yeah.
Do it.
I love... See, this movie, I feel like it's sort of polarizing because if you're going into this looking for a Batman movie, a Batman story, anything along those lines, you're going to be disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be very heavily disappointed.
Oh, majorly.
Because this movie, I think it breaks a lot of like traditional Batman tropes that you see in like pretty much all Batman media you find like nowadays. But I also think going into it, you should sort of expect that because it's marketed in a way and it looks very cool, but it's... You know this is going to be very different. This whole, like, the Japanese side of this, and it's very much, the spoilers will tell.
Right. They'll exactly.
Tell. But I love this movie. I think it's almost like a very well-needed, refreshing break from, even as somebody that loves Batman, I think this is like kind of like a well-needed break from some of the stuff you get, like, over and over again with Batman.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I guess I'll go next.
Yeah, go for it.
I actually really, really enjoyed this movie. I think, like what Matt was saying, it's very different. And I guess whenever you see like the trailers for the movie and stuff, it obviously looks like it's going to be kind of different. But especially since we just recently watched Dark Knight Returns, and just even basing it off of that movie, it is like a completely different type of style of movie, which I like super appreciate. I think the concept of Batman Ninja is so cool and loved the costume design in this movie so much. So I super enjoyed it. I enjoyed the story and what they did with it. And there's not much else I guess I can say until we spoil things because I'm bad at that usually. I always end up spoiling before I say spoilers.
Omar?
So.
Nice. All right. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about the plot or the characters
obviously.
Or anything. Obviously. So I don't spoil things because, you know, I'm not good at anyways. I did find the visuals very, very compelling. I thought it was so cool that for the actual fight sequences, they used live actors to film those action sequences or whatever, like the fights, and then they animated it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't know. I thought that was so fucking cool. Visually, this movie is amazing. my problem is with this movie, I was eating snow crab salad while we were watching it, and it was brought to my attention, and I'm stupid for not realizing this. My problem, yeah, I found out it was made with mayo, so that kind of
it was weird.
But like
too.
No shit too.
First
yeah,
of all, everyone
yeah.
knows that that's in snow crab salad. Second
fuck
of all, like halfway through the movie, Omar just leans over my shoulder and he's like, "You want the snow crab salad?" And it's
it
was all
yeah.
like
oh,
the
yeah.
whole thing was still there, and I was
oh,
like,
yeah.
"What? Omar eats everything he ever has." That
right,
is
food right. And I've been eating
be
a lot
eaten.
Of snow crab salad. Wow,
exactly.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying, like,
you
eat a lot, so.
You didn't offer me any.
I didn't offer you any. I'm so sorry. I also left. Yeah, he took some.
Took a bite.
It was good. But the thing is, I was just so confused by it because in the middle of this great movie we're watching, I just hear Omar lean over and be like, "You want my snow crab
it
salad?"
It was very... Like,
I lost
like,
so
I
much
jumped.
Focus, dude.
I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, but yeah, visuals amazing, man. How about you, Tyler? What do you think?
I really, really liked it. It's one of those things, though, with the animated movies, I kind of like to watch them a few times.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because, I don't know, there's always so much jam-packed in these movies.
No, I get that.
But, yeah, I mean, like y'all said, the art style is really, really great. The action scenes are great. The costume design's great. So much about it's great.
Yeah.
I just checked, because I wasn't aware of this, but the audience score on Rotten Tomatoes is a 50.
Yeah.
I was telling you,
it's
very
50?
Polarizing.
It's very low.
And hop on the Reddit, it's hard to even find somebody that likes it on there.
I would think maybe because it's over the top.
That's what people say.
But I didn't think it was over the top in a bad way. It more
that's
just kind of adopts like the style of anime or Japanese inspired
right,
thing.
Right.
Not in like a bad
technically,
way.
Technically, if you watch like Japanese fighting style movies, like live action ones,
right.
those are always extremely over the top.
Yeah, there's a humor to it.
What people don't understand about this movie is it's almost more of a celebration of like Japanese culture and anime than it is of Batman. It's almost like throwing Batman into that kind of movie and watching it kind of take form. So
yeah, for sure.
You'll see that.
Well, yeah.
So yeah, I really liked it though. We're all on board here that we liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like we need somebody to hate it.
Who hated it?
You didn't hate it. You loved it. Corey liked it too, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He said he did. This seems like a movie he would like, he would really enjoy that.
Well,
so.
Then.
Somebody well, then, okay. Play. Sorry. We'll all of us like it. So if you hate it, I don't like what we have to say.
We enjoy most Batman stories, though.
I've got my criticisms about this movie, too, so I think we'll be fine.
It's so hard, especially when you're such a big Batman fan, it's so hard to not enjoy stuff that involves a Batman story. And even though this isn't that much of a Batman story, but you always like him.
And that's what I mean. I just want more Batman content. Yeah. So if you give me something kind of new and unique, I'm very happy with that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it was. So it works.
So yeah, we're going to get into spoilers now.
Let's go.
All right, so if you don't want to hear, turn it off.
Turn it off. You got five.
I fucked up. I realized too in the beginning when I was introducing the show, I didn't say thank you to all the followers that follow us on Twitter and have played our podcast on iTunes.
This episode is for you.
Yeah.
On iTunes, we are Miss the Bus, and on Twitter, we are at Miss the Bus
Pod. You're going to get it one day.
Tyler will never remember the pod part.
I always just looked at Matt.
We wanted at Miss the Bus. I think somebody's got that, though. So I have to get in touch with them and take it.
That's my bad for not saying that in the beginning. But throw the follows, throw the reviews, throw the subscriptions.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, now we're going to get into spoilers. Let's do it.
Spoilers.
Diving in.
Bum, 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 bum. I love the mechs.
What?
The Gundams?
The Gundams. I love it all. I love the giant scale of the fucking Joker Gundam thing fighting the fucking monkey bat. It was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It was so I wasn't expecting that at all. So when it started happening, I was just like, "What? What is going on? Like, this movie's so different." It was super cool though.
Well, again, and if you look at people's reactions to this online, that is what they hate. They say the third act of this movie is absolutely bonkers, off the wall, ridiculous, crazy shit. And it's like, it doesn't fit into a Batman movie.
But that's what makes
it so fun. I don't think you're really watching a Batman movie here. You're obviously watching a crossover type movie. But like I was saying before, I think it's almost more, it's like an anime versus being a Batman movie. And that shit's all over anime. So don't even.
Yeah, seriously. it's a cool concept because it's not a concept you'd see in a Batman story or you know, a character like Batman in, but it just that's what makes it unique.
It's so unique.
I'll tell you too, when he like dives into this world, I've said this before, I love Westerns, and so that standoff like scene they have in the very beginning with Batman and it's like Joker's, henchman. It's just so cool, like the scene and how it looked is so cool, and it got me so hype already. I was like, "Freak yeah, let's do this!" Wow. Batman Ninja. Whoa. I was so excited.
But if for some reason there's people that are listening that haven't watched it and are still listening and don't care about getting it spoiled. Basically, the plot of this movie is Batman in the beginning is stopping Gorilla Grodd. He's made some sort of time machine.
Right.
Something goes. His interference makes it go incredibly wrong.
Right. And I think Gorilla Grodd's the whole point of it is he's trying to get all of the other villains
away,
sent to feudal Japan, so then he can take Gotham for himself.
Yeah. But then something goes wrong and everybody ends up in feudal Japan. They all kind of get there at different times. They say too.
Because I think it creates like an alternate timeline almost. They all get sent back because it's technically back in time, right? Yes.
It's in feudal Japan.
Yeah.
So it's...
And basically all these villains being like Two-Face, Joker, Penguin, Deathstroke, Gorilla Grodd, they're all kind of fighting over control of feudal Japan pretty much.
What's weird is, do they all get sent back before Batman does?
Yeah, yes. Okay.
I was going to say, Batman's kind of thrown in, and when he gets there, it's not like he's been doing other shit.
When he gets there, Catwoman's been there for 2 years.
Right.
Yeah.
And Alfred's already like created like a bat cave for him and fucking Bane's established himself.
That was a cool little reveal.
Sumo wrestler.
That was like
Bane sumo wrestler. I mean, the second he came on the screen, we all like cracked up laughing.
I love the concept of it. It's
he gets shafted in the sense that you see him for about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's
kind of just fan service.
That's what I think. Like this movie, I guess it is kind of marketed where you're going to see all the Batman villains thrown into feudal Japan. But, you know, the movie's only, like, what, like an hour, 20 minutes?
Yeah, it's pretty short.
There's not enough time to fill it with, like, give every character, like, their due time. I think it's more about, just seeing the cameos, so.
I think it was really cool the style they were introducing each of the villains, too. It was like...
Oh, yeah, it's very anime-esque. Yeah. Yeah, you go.
No, it's okay. I'm just saying it. It was just super cool how they did it, the style-wise. It was just... It made it to where... And I got thrown off, but you can explain.
No, it's very anime in the sense that they show him with all the fucking like flashing colors behind him, and then you get the text on the screen. Like,
yeah, I love it. It's like
Deadshot,
Penguin.
It was cool too. Batman's kind of like his coming is a prophecy to so many people.
Oh yeah, well because you got the whole Bat Clan. What are they called? Bat Clan.
The Bat Clan.
There's,
yeah.
There's Bat Clan who have this prophecy of like this legendary like leader who's going to come and basically take them and.
And it's cool too. It's pretty much a whole bunch of these samurais, and they're led by Robin, Red Robin, Nightwing,
Red Hood,
and Red Hood.
Yep.
And that was really really cool. And Red Hood's costume design.
I love Red Hood's costume design.
See, and I feel like that's a huge problem a lot of people had too. Like, I'm pretty sure Corey said he was like, "That is the stupidest costume design for
it." It is stupid, but I really like it.
Right? I don't know. Over the top ridiculous. Yeah. I love how just tall the fucking.
I did. I liked it too. After a little bit of time, but right when I first saw it, I was like, "Is he a chef?"
Wow,
that was the first thing I thought of. It's his hat. It's the one of those like tall, the one from Ratatouille. It's like that tall hat. Chef,
covers his chef face.
When he shows up at that part, he's like being very like violent and aggressive.
Oh yeah,
Harley. Which,
yeah,
he's like that throughout the rest of the movie too. Yeah, he's very angry.
It almost looked like he was. Like, I don't know, dry humping her for a minute.
It did,
right?
No, well, it I did got that look like too. That, too. Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, this
I didn't
is, like,
get that vibe.
I got, like,
dude,
whole...
I mean, he was, like, oh, God, I don't even want
to
talk about it.
I guess I'm going to rewatch it.
It seemed like he was thrusting her.
Well, that's the thing. There's parts of the movie that are supposed to be very dark, and I think that almost added to it, because this whole middle part, to kind of give it some context, it's the part that's filmed in a, or
the
water like, a different art style. Yeah, it's this watercolor thing. It's very weird. But he shows up, and he's basically being, like, very violent, and, you see, like, this Joker and Harley Quinn that are very, like, disoriented and out of it and have – you think, did they lose their memories in the explosion? Did they – like, what happened? And so it's kind of crazy portraying them as, like, this more, like
helpless.
Humble,
these
helpless
pathetic people.
Yeah.
Who – and then it's just, like, they've decided to just be farmers and live out their life. Like, they're not – we know the Joker is a maniac, but in this, like, brief moment, he's not. And then to see, like, the violence coming from, like, who's supposed to be a hero, a good guy, I think it's supposed to make you feel weird, and I think it does that.
Because it makes you feel, like, uneasy about the whole thing.
I did feel uncomfortable during that scene.
Because it really did come across kind of like, Jesus, what is he doing? Yeah. Like, that's kind of awful.
Well, then Batman even has to just be like
stop. Like, chill
it's
fuck
like,
out.
In this reality, the Joker isn't who we know, like, we're leaving. Like, let him live his life in peace. We got bigger fish to fry.
Yeah, I'll say this,
like
though.
Like, fish sticks.
Because Gorilla Grodd had already, like, double-crossed him at that point, right? Gorilla Grodd.
No, who had...
Double-crossed Batman. Because they were teaming up to take down the Joker when they're on, like, the sea with the fleets. And then Grodd crosses him.
Yeah.
And then the explosion happens, and that's when you get this whole thing. So Batman's basically like, okay, well, Joker's not our enemy in this situation, which we all know ends up kind of backfiring.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Watching that scene, I mean, I feel like... Everybody that is kind of a fan of DC and everything knows, like, oh, you know, the Joker's probably, like, up to no good. And the way that worked out, I really liked. It was very surprising because I thought – I didn't actually think, you know, whatever, he lost his memory and he kind of created a way to bring it back. I just thought he was kind of like
– It's just if he got to the point where he snapped back from being snapped
they planted the fucking thing
right
the but flower. He's saying he like that, wasn't expecting that right. to be like the
I
way
gotcha.
He got out
yeah
of it.
Which I mean I really like
and the reveal was cool and then when they showed Joker kind of just slowly laugh as his memory came
creepy,
back.
Oh and he like painted
some of the flower onto
his
mouth
that was I loved that scene so much. That might have been my favorite scene in the entire movie.
It's very cool.
I'm not gonna lie, like I loved it.
What I love was too, I love in these Batman movies when they touch on him kind of being nothing without his gear.
He loses the
Batmobile. He loses pretty much everything.
He's even got a line in the movie referencing how, like, what am I without my technology? And there are people online that have an issue with that, too, because it's like Batman's supposed to be more than that. But, again, you're taking him in this different situation. It's a very interesting concept. Like, Batman does have a shit ton of tech and gadgets. Oh, yeah. Like, what is he without it?
Well, it's also
and so this movie's kind of showing him without it and how he overcomes that.
And he's by himself. Like, he's in an off... place. He's not in the same place. It's different when Batman doesn't have his gear and he's more than that, but he's in Gotham. He's
where
in
he
a
knows
normal
his
setting.
Home. Yeah.
But he's so far away and he really is just a regular man.
He's like a fish out of water because you also have to think like in Gotham when Batman's fighting, it's usually nighttime. He's in like fucking alleyways, rainy, like you know
what
I mean?
His home.
Now he's in feudal Japan, like in direct sunlight, like just out in the open. It's like a lot of the way Batman knows how to fight and deal with
through
things
control.
It's actually out the window.
Yeah, it's cool that you mentioned that because you guys remember when he first lands there and he smokes or whatever his way out and he's like looking for somewhere to shoot his gun.
And there's nowhere
and, I mean,
for
that's
him
exactly
to
what.
To.
Yeah, that's exactly like
that's
what you guys
it's
saying.
Very interesting to take him and put him in this situation.
Yeah, just the concept, man. I love it.
I do love his armor at the beginning of the movie too. I fucking love it.
Oh, it's so cool.
It looks cool because I've always been a fan of like the kind of armored bat suits that we get in The Dark Knight and in Arkham Knight, stuff like that. It, you know, it looks really cool. So at the beginning of this movie, he's got like a fucking awesome looking suit, and to mesh it with the art style, it just looks great. It's got like some like blue lights in there too. It's really cool.
The voice cast was great too.
Oh my god!
I love they grabbed the dude from Arkham Origins to voice
Roger Craig Smith.
I always thought he was really good in that game. Like him and Troy Baker nail. Like coming from how good Arkham Asylum and Arkham City are, and then throwing them into Arkham Origins, they did such a good job. Yeah. So I think taking him and bringing him for this, like, it sounded great.
And I feel it's so I like pointed this out to everyone before we even watched the movie, but Tony Hale, who is from Arrested Development, he's Buster on Arrested Development, is the voice of the Joker. And I felt so bad after the movie started and everybody like looked at me and they were like, yeah, we can definitely hear it. Cause at first, once you know that, you're like, man, I can't stop hearing Buster.
I think I would have spotted it.
But, right. Like eventually you would have, but I'm just saying, like, I felt kind of bad because I was like, crap, that's like all you think about when you first hear his voice.
It does take you out at first.
But I said, while we were watching the movie, that I think that the only way his voice would work as the Joker is in this specific type of movie set in Japan.
Like, I think it ended up being great. It was a great fit for
I think he did very well as it, but I can't see him ever voicing the Joker in anything else.
God bless you. I guess we should have specified we did watch the English dub version,
right? Oh yes,
there
yes.
are people that'll watch this because
it is
with the
different voice actors, obviously.
Oh yeah,
so. It's so interesting too that
I don't know why I felt the need to point that out, but
it's so interesting that it shows Gorilla Grodd as the big villain, or it's like one of the big villains, because it's such a random.
That's what I kind of like that though, because the movie was definitely marketed as like Batman versus the Joker, but it's kind of cool again to just throw that wrench in there and have this lesser known
the
Batman
monkey
villain.
Wrench.
There you go.
Because he's a gorilla.
Well, I guess
one last thing. I'm not gonna sing.
No. Fighters. I was like, I just got so hyped when you did that. I was just, it's a joke, because they're all in the same type of family.
Shout out to Robin's monkey, too.
I was going
to
say, Robin's relationship with him was, like, fucking cool.
Oh, yeah.
Especially at the end when they're playing on the fucking little flute.
Oh, the flute, yeah.
And then when the second one comes.
Oh,
and starts
God, we all lost it. The music in this movie, too, I thought was really cool. I think there's parts of the movies where it's, or the parts of this movie where there's not a lot of a score. But especially towards the end, they had a lot of almost like uplifting, upbeat, like Japanese-themed Batman music that sounded really cool and kind of hyped you up as like shit was just going, like I said earlier, just like completely bonkers.
Yeah, and it was very Naruto and Gundam towards the end.
Oh my god, there were so many references and callbacks. When Batman and the Joker are fighting at the end and Batman starts making fucking hand signs, I lost my shit.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
It was cool.
That whole final fight scene in general, though, was just like completely over the top, which again y'all said was a lot of the reason why people didn't like it, but there was the scenes whenever like all the monkeys called them all and they all started forming into this giant monkey, and then like when they would get shot at they would like separate, like you'd see all of them like separate and let like everything go through them. It was
and what
really
was the
cool.
name that flashed on the screen when that was done, when they create, wasn't it like
it
Bat
was
God?
Was it?
That was when all the bats come together and it makes like Batman with the bats.
Yeah, you're right.
Was Bat God.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't remember that
for the big Batman.
Yeah, the big bat.
I can't remember what his name was.
I thought it was Batman Ninja.
I think Batman Ninja's him at the end.
Him at the end, yeah.
Oh, is that? Because I remember that. Oh, it is. Because I remember that coming on in the same Batman Ninja, and I was just like, shit, that's
that
really
fight
cool.
In and of itself is like kind of a callback to Naruto, like the Orochimaru and Third Hokage fight on top of the fucking... I'm looking at Angela because I think he's the only person who may watch Naruto with me.
I did like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but when they fight on top the rooftop during the Chunin exams, it looks just like that. Right? There you go. Really cool.
He was looking
movie.
At Matt like he was crazy.
But yeah, I wish people would almost give this more of a chance because, and critics really like it. Again, it's one of those things where you've got critics kind of recognizing how it's a very different movie, but it does a lot of really cool things and it's kind of pushing the DC animated universe in like a cool direction. But then you've got the people that want these movies to just be cookie cutter adaptions of like the Batman stories we already know, which I'm a fan of that, but. They come out normally with like two of these a year, don't they? So like getting this now is fine. I mean, we've got the Death of Superman as their next release. So you want something straight out of the comics, there you go.
It's becoming more of a common thing now for critics to like movies and audiences
and
to
it's
not.
Weird because and a I don't few know, years ago I think that was flipped.
Yeah,
what'd she say?
It was
definitely
it was, and I'm starting to think I don't know if it's a good thing or not. It could be partly good for some things, like maybe if a Marvel movie isn't as good as you actually think it is, and you see the fan score being a little low, and you're like, oh, okay, that makes sense. But with certain things, like these polarizing reactions, like to this, it surprises me, and to movies like The Last Jedi, it surprises me.
I feel like, though, it's only involving the movies that have such large followings and, like, diehard fans that it's like they are going to judge the hell out of whatever content
is
put out.
Yeah, so Star Wars and
I see that for Star Wars, but this is an animated Batman.
You have to look at it, though, as Batman is, like, also up there as, like, one of these very just, like, precious untouchable things.
Especially the animated Batman movies, I feel like, have a huge following.
I mean, they've
so.
Been so successful. So when you take anything that's like up there in the public eye, is there's so many tropes with Star Wars and with Batman, and I think when somebody comes in and tries to do it differently and take some of that out and put something fresh in there, you got people that appreciate it, but you're also gonna have the people that want to keep seeing that same thing, and they just get kind of bummed out. So,
but I can again see where it would be. I don't know, like you keep saying, polarizing for this specific movie. It could also be different.
It could also be people that just don't really like anime.
That's too. I think if you go into this movie as somebody that's never watched anime, you're probably going to, unless you appreciate
like,
the art style and just kind of how different it is, you might just look at it and you're like, what the fuck is going on?
There might
on?
Be some people that don't even really realize it's anime.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. I've met lots of people. I mean, I know lots of people that are just like, I'm not really fucking into anime. You know,
but and so. Just within this movie, there's so many different types of animated styles. Like, I don't know, I feel it has certain scenes where people aren't gonna like. Angela was really thrown off by one of the scenes in the movie where it completely changes.
Yeah, you didn't like the watercolor thing,
which I thought was super cool, but I could understand why other people would be really confused with why it's even in the movie.
I agree.
And I guess that makes more sense now that we're talking about it. I think the 50% of people that like it, that give it positive reviews, are probably the people that are really into anime.
In the anime.
And that sounds about right, because you know not like 80% of the world is into anime.
Right.
So people that review this...
I get that. And it's a mixture of people that like anime and the people that are just okay with kind of trying something new.
Yeah.
And believe me, I get it. If Batman is precious to you and you want to see him like portrayed a certain way and you didn't get that in this, then I understand. I understand you don't like it and you don't want to see any more of it, but...
This just didn't have as much of a story as a lot of the other Batman movies have either. So
I was going to say, that's my
disappointment. It is a simple story.
It fell flat for me. I was kind of expecting this movie to be over the top, but I was also expecting the story to just do a little bit more and have... I wasn't expecting it to be like very Batman-y necessarily, but just to... I don't know. Like you're saying, it was a very simple story, which works for it. Yeah. But
right. It did a lot more with the villains, if anything.
It did.
Which is cool, but if you're going into a movie called Batman Ninja, you're expecting it to have more of a Batman story.
It had a lot more villains than I thought. I thought it was cool. It's because like we're seeing all these characters that we know, you know, Two-Face, Penguin, Joker. I mean, we all know these characters, and it's just cool seeing them like in that world, in that
and
animation.
This art style and the way they created them.
Yeah,
cool.
So I feel like that made up for the plot, you know, falling flat, because I felt the same way for the most part.
I mean,
it was just simple.
It had Batman and it had ninjas.
So
there you go, that Batman. And
you're
had
right. Let's close the shop.
It's so true though. When you watch, sorry, I mean, cut you off.
That's okay.
When you watch a movie like The Dark Knight Returns Part 1 and 2, there's so much more to that movie. So many millions of things happen.
All of those movies.
And like, I feel like I would have to watch a couple times to be able to like point for point explain
right.
the story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But with, like Batman Ninja, I literally explained the whole plot. In like 20 seconds.
Right. Well,
and I feel like I couldn't do that
with
other
shit. This movie, you do. It's like the kind of movie where I would just want to show, like, you want to see something fucking cool? Look at this.
Yeah.
Say, like, you want to be riveted? Come watch this. You know what I mean? So, obviously, like, The Dark Knight Returns and stuff like that, I think you rank those much higher on, like, your scale of, like, Batman stories. But, again, this was just a really cool, like, breath of fresh air, I think, for Batman.
That is a really good way to describe it.
I think it's a movie that will grow on you more and more you watch it, too.
I'll tell you what.
I think I would like this more and more.
There's so many parts in this movie, too, that I know aren't necessarily meant to be, like, funny. But I found so many parts of it just, I kept cracking up laughing at it. And for some reason, Two-Face's, like, style in this one, I thought it was hilarious. Not in a bad way. I liked it a lot, but it just was so funny.
Two-Face is a character you can do so much with.
Yeah.
Because even in the animated series, in The Dark Knight, in Batman, what is it? Well, the Tommy Lee Jones one, Forever, Batman and Robin, whichever one that he's right. in. I always get him confused. I've seen him a million times, but I can never remember. His art style is always kind of different every yeah. Batman movie.
Well, because you've got the two faces where like the half face looks more kind of like a monster creature. Right. Then right. you've got like in like the Dark Knight where it's like clearly just like burns. And yeah. So they can do a lot of really cool stuff.
I'm a big fan of the animated series, Two-Face. Me too. I like Big Bad Harv.
Yeah.
He always looks really cool.
You know what I loved at the very end, too? At, like, the, it wasn't after credits, I guess, but the
oh,
scene
yeah.
where,
the horse and buggy or
the
whatever.
The horse and buggy, and it's a horse and buggy Batmobile, pretty much, and then you see a driving by, and you just get a little glimpse into the window, and you see Batman sitting, or Bruce Wayne sitting there with his legs crossed, just sipping on tea.
It's great.
It is so funny.
And that's after, too, because isn't there, like, a purple car parked there, and it just rams into
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. And it looks like a Joker car yeah. almost.
There's I love that.
It's silly.
It's cool.
It's a good kind of silly.
You want to rate this thing?
Yeah, yeah, I'm cool
Let's
with that.
Let's do it.
Jumping.
Who's going first? Omar, I called it.
Y'all do it first, because I'm always so...
I said Omar.
I gotta think.
Okay. I probably like this movie the least out of you guys. Once again, I was a little out of focus with the whole
snow crab
realization
incident.
Of the snow crab.
What a bad way for this movie to be ruined.
The snow crab sucked. I'm a knock at a few.
I mean, I'm never eating it again.
I had to focus on the whole fact that I consumed mayo. Jesus. Like, that's your issue?
You know what? We all have issues. That's mine.
Rate the boy.
Yeah. I'm gonna rate it a 7 out of 10 just because I felt the concept, yeah, whatever, it was simple, but it was really cool also, once again, to see these characters in that world with that animation. It's not really a Batman story, but it is a story I would have never thought it would happen, so I guess it's cool that we got it. And yeah, 7 out of 10.
See, I think that's, you rated it pretty high, because yeah. I really enjoyed this movie, and I was going to give it, like, a 7.5.
Really? Well, yeah. I don't know, because, like, for the Dark Knight Returns, like, something like that, I'd rate, like, a 9.5 or 9.8.
But that's the thing, I love that so much, and I loved this movie, but it definitely isn't, I guess since story-wise it falls so flat, you can't give it as high of a score as you'd want to, just with how beautiful, like, the animated style is, in
guess,
my opinion.
I guess I'm just thinking about a recent one I just saw, I think Batman and Harley. If that's
oh,
what
yeah,
it was.
Yeah, it
and
was.
I mean, that's, dude, that's like a fucking 3 out of 10. Horrible.
It's that bad?
Oh.
People said it was
the
really
the
bad.
Concept is so fucking stupid and useless.
Just, and it's cool Jesus. Because it's an animated series Batman, so it's
yeah.
like you're seeing
yeah.
it again.
I had high hopes.
Oh, really I didn't know that.
Yeah. It sucks, Ooh. Dude. It doesn't suck. Like seeing him in it is cool, but just the idea of how they come together and what they do throughout the movie is stupid. A 3
Is
out of
this
10.
Right? This movie hasn't come out in Japan yet?
Batman
Ninja?
Really?
Yeah.
You
Released
think it
April 24th, 2018, United States, which is... No. Oh, wait. I guess that was right. The dub came out April 24th.
Yeah.
But then release date in Japan, June 15th, 2018. It's Wikipedia, so I don't know.
Do you think maybe it's releasing in theaters over there or something?
Could be.
Maybe that's why it's a little... I don't know.
But anyway, so back to the rating. You gave it a 7. I'm going to give
yes,
it... I'm going to give it a 7.5.
Oh, well, okay, in all fairness, you're giving it a 7.5 because you did have some of the snow crab, right?
I did eat some of the snow crab. So
I don't want to ever hear about this snow crab again.
Either way, I give it a 7.5. Love the movie.
I'm very
I said
surprised
how I feel about it.
How well
but
y'all went.
Really?
Yeah, just because I'm not really surprised from Omar as much, but I know when Bailey likes shit, she really, really likes it.
Right.
So I'm just kind of surprised.
It's what we keep saying. I mean, I went into it thinking of it was going to be more of a Batman story.
Yeah,
so because of that, it kind of just... I feel like if I watched it again, I would rate it higher.
And that's
Let
what
me
I
put
said.
It that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think so. A 7.58 out of 10. That's what I would
7.58?
Give it. 7.5.
I'm giving it a
7.5
for you, okay. Matt.
I'd give it an 8.5. Again, I knock it points for the plot just being not what I expect from Batman and just kind of falling flat a little bit, but I think like visually and just how much I love how like fresh and new this movie is,
mm-hmm.
and also I don't think this thing really has legs on it to where they're gonna make a shit ton of like merch and stuff, but if they did I would like
oh
eat that up.
Oh my god.
So I mean and rewatching this movie I think I'm gonna enjoy it a lot more too, so
I would buy every
that's
toy
what I'm saying.
They made
like,
for this movie.
The whole concept of this movie and the idea of this movie I just completely love, and like I said I knock it a few points for like a few shortcomings, but I really do like it, so I think an 8.5 is right. Also I'm reading some interesting stuff about this that's saying in its American release, writers Leo Chu and Eric Garcia have admitted to rewriting the film from the original Japanese script, ultimately making two entirely different versions of the same film.
Oh, gee.
That always happens with dubs and...
So does that mean that the one that's coming out in Japan in a few months is going to be different?
Well, they've been working on this movie for a while, right? Like since 2014 or something?
Probably.
I think so. I think it's been since 2014.
I guess but we'll just have it to say. It says the film was released in the United States in digital format on April 24th. It was released in physical formats on May 8th and will be released theatrically in Japan on June 15th. So it sounds like Japan hasn't gotten it yet. So it is kind of interesting if it is a kind of different movie. It'd be interesting to see.
That'd be kind of cool, yeah.
Interesting. For me, I would give it an 8 out of 10.
Nice.
I don't know. I really, really liked it. When I give something an 8, like in the 8 range, for me, that's always something I really, really like. I really, really generally enjoy, but it's a little bit short of me loving it.
Right.
Yeah, feel the same way.
Like, love for me is about a 9.
Aw. Yeah.
And then 10 is what I clarify as masterpiece.
BVS, yeah. 10 out of 10.
Do you rank it 10 out of 10?
No.
Wow, you hesitated a lot on that.
I would probably give it like an 8 because I do enjoy the piss out of it, even though it's not very good. But I'd give it an 8. I really, really like this movie. Like Bailey said, I think the more I watched it, I'd probably grow to love it, but only time will tell.
Time will tell.
There you go.
Yep. Y'all like this bonus
time thing? After time. Like time after time. No.
I was going to get into it too. But
yeah, that's the what episode?
Do we number it?
Bonus.
No, man. I wanted Bailey to say bonus again.
Wait. I thought you were asking what number it was.
No, it's okay. I'm going to do it again. Everyone be quiet. Ready? Bonus.
There you go.
Your bubbles weren't fast enough.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we said this.
And you got to come in from further away. So it's like, try again.
Okay. One more time. All right, you ready? You ready for this? Okay. Bonus.
Ooh, I like
that's
that.
Enough.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think we needed that much, but I guess I'm happy we got it.
Yeah.
But we said this before. We're gonna start doing that with a lot of movie shows. It'll just be, a separate bonus.
Yeah,
thing.
We kind of want to start
for the week.
That, so.
Oh, I thought you meant we were gonna do my bonus thing.
No, absolutely not. And if you guys like that idea, let us know. And if you don't, if you just tried
seriously,
this, yeah,
definitely.
I mean, if that works for you, awesome. If not, if you guys want it all
like
in one
feedback.
Episode, we definitely like feedback. So make
feed
sure
us.
You okay. Do not feed us through. Anyways, just make sure you leave comments and let us know. I mean, if you think our show is a 1-star, rate it 5.
Rate
but
it
let
5
us know
and put the
1-star.
Rate it 5 and then just put shit in the comments. Or
yeah,
something.
And
yeah, again,
just let us know.
Twitter at MissTheBusPod, iTunes.
You got it
for 1-star.
Aww.
So just remember
like
to follow.
This.
Wild bug just flew on the table. Cut it.
Oh, wait. I am sorry. I just want to say something. Matt, earlier, what
Ooh,
happened?
Oh, dude. Yeah. This is kind of a bonus episode thing.
let's go for it. Wait.
So me and Omar came with me to work today just to help me out a little bit. And we're cleaning windows and we're, maybe doing one of the last ones. And this dude kind of taps, I think, Omar on the shoulder.
Yeah.
And Omar turns around and he's like, hey, man, you know where I could get a mask?
And I was like, what kind of mask, sir?
And he's like, the dude thinks about it for a second. He's like, I don't know, like an orgy?
And that's when I pointed
that
down
mean?
The street. And I was like, yeah, you could. I don't fucking know. I mean,
and this dude just walks off into the fucking sunrise set, whatever's going on at 12 p.m. in the day. But
and he seemed, not the in set. All dude, he seemed in all seriousness, Tyler. Like, he was legit
it,
asking for
it
a fucking
straight
mask
up seemed just like this dude, he asks the question, Omar says, for what? And he tried for a moment to come up with an answer that would be normal, and then was just like, fuck it, I'm just going to say what I need it for.
Yeah.
An orgy mask.
Yeah.
So.
That's hope weird. He found what he was looking
I
for.
I do. Shout out to you, man.
And I hope the people listening found what they needed with this episode.
Agreed.
Oh, yeah, for
agreed.
Sure.
Agreed.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Bye.